Who will be number one? A day away from the 2014 NFL Draft in Manhattan, some of the top prospects worked out as part of an NFL Play 60 event. And afterwards, we talked with some of those top guys about what it might be like if they become Texans.
What about playing with J.J. Watt?
Oh, that'd be great. You know, I always watched him play when I was in college, you know, just watching him. So just being right beside him would be even better. Just watching like a role model to me. I look up to him when I watch him play.
Can you play outside linebacker in a base 3-4?
Could I?
Go down?
Yeah. You know I can play that.
Excited about it?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
What about all the trade talks you have, Jan, and people moving up for you and all that?
Oh, man, we were just talking about that. Man, it's something I have to deal with. I don't have any control over the situation. I'm just not like Kyler. I get to pick where I want to go.
What was your meeting like with the Texans when you were in Houston?
Oh, it was cool, man. I got to meet some great people there. They taught me a lot being out on that visit, especially some of the security personnel people and all those stuff. But even then, it's just a great experience to go out and visit those teams, you know, and get a different feel from each team and see what everyone's thinking.
Who would a defense with you and J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing?
That's what I said, man. I got a chance to shake J.J. Watt's hand, man. His hand wrapped around mine twice. So it's kind of funny to see that. And he got a chance to tell me about the Mac. He's like, yeah, another Mac guy. Because Coach Quinn, I guess, recruited him at Central Michigan for his first year. And he went down to Wisconsin.
What was your impression of Romeo Crennel here?
Yeah, man, he's very, he got a lot of insight on the game, man. And it'll be great to learn from him.
Facilities are really nice there. I like the indoor part. Yeah, I think they had a rodeo going on the night before or something like that. So that was pretty cool to see all that stuff. But, you know, the visit itself was real good. Coaching staff is real personable, very similar to me in their blue-collar approach to everything. So, I mean, it was a good visit.
Yeah, what sort of stuff did they talk about with you as far as the offense goes? Or was it more kind of finding out what type of person you are?
I mean, there's a lot of finding out the person you are. I mean, that's the majority of it. But then you do get into football talk. They run you through some of your film. You put on your film, go through it, stuff like that, and talk about their offense and just the ins and outs of it. I mean, they want to see how you are on and off the field. And, you know, I think I did a good job showing them.
What do you think of Andre Johnson's tape that you saw?
It's not bad. Not bad at all. I mean, having a guy like that on the outside sure makes the quarterback's job a lot easier.
Well, I visited Houston, and it was a good trip. Nothing negative about it, but that's not my job to pick where I get picked. Yeah, all of it is just projections, and until that day come tomorrow, that's when I'll know for sure, but I think my possibilities are strong. It's nice. There's a lot of nice people around there, and I feel like everybody cares for their players. I really liked the weight room, though, when I went there. That was real nice, but like I say, when I was around and just walking around the facility, it was all good vibes.
That's amazing, man. Like, every place that I've been to, I left there feeling the same, you know, as you know, this could be where I spend the next 10, 15 years of my life, my career here. And each place has just been wonderful. Every coaching staff, every owner, GM that I've met, that I came across has just been outstanding. And I look back and I just tell myself, hey, I can play anywhere.
Is the past one you regret it? Is the past one you regret it?
I believe they will, personally, because I know in my heart how good I want to be and how committed I am to this game. And I tried to show them how committed I am and how much this is really my life. This is what I've loved doing for a very long time now. And I just wouldn't be able to sleep myself or just live with myself if things didn't go the way I wanted. And you never know. There's higher powers out there that control my fate and what goes on. There's some things you just can't control in football. But for me, I know that I'm not going to go through this process and look back at it 10 years down the road and say I wasn't successful because I didn't put in enough time or put in enough effort. I couldn't, just as with competitive as I am and just how I am as a person, I couldn't live with myself knowing that I didn't put in what I needed to because of whatever else the situation may be. I just couldn't do it.
There's been so much made of obviously the connection with Texans and O'Leary and Godsey and everything. Have you heard anything out of that side of things? Or?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously everybody knows Coach O'Brien, Coach O'Leary, and Coach Godsey was at UCF, but I mean, I don't know how much that matters to them. You know, they're definitely going to do what's best for their organization, and if it's me, great. If not, great. You know, they're going to do what's best for them.